initiative proudly brought to you by the National Department of Health, supported by Love Life.
Love Life.
We're looking forward to hearing your condom story.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
In your news making headlines this hour, struggling SOEs, IPPS to feature in the Mabuza's Q&A session in Pali, and shower removed from Cape Town International Jazz Festival lineup following serious allegations being made against him.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For UJFM News on the Urban Branch, I am Refilwe Katong. Deputy President David Mabuza will face members of National Council of Provinces today on government's plans to save state-owned entities like Eskom and the South African Airways. Mabuza is likely to face spectacle opposition benches who don't believe government is able to save these troubled parastatals through its proposed plans. While President Cyril Ramaphosa may have expanded on certain issues like Eskom and the independent power producers in his State of Nation address last month, Mabuza will still expect a number of questions on the same issues. On IPPS, the ANC will ask Mabuza whether government had developed any implementations, timelines for the renewable IPP procurement program. Foreign nationals who have been living on the streets of Cape Town city centre for months have moved to a police station. Yesterday there were more chaotic scenes after the group was ordered to leave a park in the CBD. The sheriffs of the court eventually gave them two options. Either they to be transported back to their various communities or be arrested. They apparently have nowhere to go and they don't know what to do next.
What is a woman right? What is a woman right? I'm a refugee. I have my papers. I'm not illegal. I have my papers.
And finally, Shava has been removed from the 2020 Cape Town International Jazz Festival. The festival, which takes place on the 27th and the 28th of March 2020 at the Cape Town International Convention Center, is one of the most significant music events to the continent. The event has welcomed stellar local and international acts of the stages for many years. This year, the lineup includes Errol Sweatshirt and the Ndlovu Youth Choir. Organizers announced that the removal of local artists via a tweet sent late on Monday night. Taking a look at your financial indicators this hour, the gold is trading at $1,580.46 an ounce. The dollar is at 14 rands 91 cents, 16 rands 17 cents to the euro, and 19 rands 44 cents to the pound. A partly cloudy Tuesday in store for Gauteng today. A low of 14 degrees, peaking at around 21 degrees in Johannesburg.